B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Doctors say that it's a miracle after an Austin, Texas man successfully had a tapeworm removed from his brain.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I didn't know they go up there.
Doctors think the man contracted the parasite in Mexico more than a decade ago after eating undercooked pork. The worm grew slowly ever since. A scan of the man's brain shows the large worm highlighted in red. He says he fainted last year while playing soccer and had been having headaches for months. He said it's very intense, very strong because it made me sweat, too. Sweat from the pain. Pain in the head, and then I would vomit from the pain. Wow.
Sounds great.
Yeah. The neurosurgeon who removed the tapeworm says situations like this are more common in certain regions of the country.
Like where they eat bat?
Yeah, maybe. After it was removed and a little recovery, the man says that he's back to his normal self now. Wow.
Oh, that's horrible.
A woman has died during an Australia Day cake-eating competition. The cake is called a Lamington. The woman was taking part in the event when she had a seizure. Witnesses said the pump security guard and manager rushed to her aid and started performing CPR while an ambulance was called.
Keep going. You're winning.
Della Firth wrote on Facebook that she had spoken to the woman earlier in the day. Ms. Firth said the woman went into arrest after she was shoveling the Lamington into her mouth. Paramedics took the woman to the hospital. She could not be revived and later died. Police are going to investigate the death and will prepare a report for the coroner. Yeah, it's
what was the prize if she had one?
I don't know, Steve. But I do know that the Lamington is a sponge cake covered in chocolate.
Ooh, I like sponge cake.
And it is also coated in coconut.
Chocolate.
Sounds pretty yummy.
There's your winner right there.
A Colorado fertility doctor being sued for allegedly using his own sperm to impregnate several women says the women don't have a legal complaint because they requested artificial insemination from an anonymous donor, and that's just what they received.
He's just trying to cut overhead, Preston.
The attorney for
I'll fill these up.
The families suing Dr. Paul Jones said the anonymity should benefit both sides, including the sperm donor.
I don't know why the women are so upset.
As many as six families have filed a lawsuit.
Because look at you!
Alleging negligence and fraud against Jones for using his own sperm and several successful artificial insemination procedures from 1975 to 1989.
Oh, my God.
So he was doing it quite a bit, yeah.
This is happening more and more. How do you... There's got to be a vetting process to determine...
Before it happens?
Before it happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a taste test.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Ew. It tastes like you, Doc.
An Arizona woman is recovering from surgery after getting a sex toy stuck in her bladder.
Oh, my
God. Man.
Oh, wow.
There's a point at which you have to stop pushing.
Yeah. It's a case that stunned emergency room doctors and an OBGYN that the woman spoke out to Arizona's family. Arizona's family? Warning others about the product she used. I think it's a family...
A family
commission or something
All
like
right.
that. Anyhow, she's asked that her name be kept anonymous. Her pleasure turned into pain in an instant. She said, every time I went, it went off. It was like my entire abdomen was vibrating.
So does the G&G spot stand for gallbladder?
Yeah, maybe. So she was talking about her new Vesper vibrator necklace by the company Crave. She wore the sex toy around her neck, out to dinner with her boyfriend, then used it with him. When they got home earlier this month, she
wow.
was only using it on the outside of her body as intended. She said, then I moved and out of nowhere, I just felt a really sharp pain. She said the vibrator was nowhere to be found. Where is it? And he was like, I don't know. But she could still feel it. First reaction was panic because she said I had just lost something inside of me that was still going off. With the device still on, she went to the emergency room.
Yes, I'm having an issue.
Where several doctors did pelvic exams, but they didn't find anything.
Oh, man.
So the emergency room staff was, you know, they had no idea what was going on. Dr. Marchand said he was shocked by what he found on the X-ray and inside her body. He said, I was really surprised when I'm looking at the abdomen and realize this device is actually in the bladder.
Listen, we're going to take care of this, but in the meantime, could you hold this can of paint?
Dr. Martian said, I've never seen a case like this in my entire career. They realized the device had actually entered her body through her urethra and went into her bladder.
I'm finding it hard to believe that it just sort of disappears. I think she's changed the story that it ends all the way in that far.
Because the urethra is not the other place.
Right. The butthole.
No. Lodging itself sideways, they had to...
I use all the gynecological terms.
They had to surgically remove it. I think we have a copy of you saying butthole in a very clinical manner.
Me saying it?
No, Steve.
Okay.
Yelling it with the reverb.
I got you, bro.
Okay. The woman plans on... Sometimes I just set aside the mystery of it all and say exactly what it is. It was this.
It's not.
I thought it was ready to go.
Nah.
We used to have it on hockey. The woman plans on filing a lawsuit against the company for lack of warning.
We never had it on hockey.
I think this is all Casey's fault. What do you guys think?
Lack of warning on the
label, Nick.
That this could happen even during normal use.
It'll be worth the wait.
Yeah.
It's not. We're not going to do it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad. We were using it regularly for a while there.
I know. And then it ended up like down the thing. It's not there.
Was it ever on a hockey?
Sorry, I missed one freaking sound effect this morning, Preston. I totally dunked it with Listen to Your Heart.
Yes, he did.
And the Shire.
Yes.
But Jesus Christ, I missed one butthole.
How does it make
you
feel
I'm verbally berating you.
How does it make you feel when Preston comes at you that way, Casey?
It hurts my feelings a little bit, Steve.
And Preston, how does it make you feel when Casey, you believe, hasn't set up a hockey properly?
I think it's hilarious.
It's just an inside look at what happened.
Nick, how does it make you feel to know you're actually responsible and not getting any people?
I own it. Sorry to everyone, mostly the listeners.
I'm moving on.
Please do. And then I'll tell you what, in the meantime, I will transfer from the Vox Pro into the Zeta system, and I will put it on a hotkey.
You're a good man.
I thought we had it in the Zeta system. All right, anyway. this is a novel way to get help. A German woman named Lonia Hager was traveling in a camper van with two friends in the remote Nordkap area of Norway when ice made the road completely impassable. The group was scared that their vehicle would slide down the mountain or get hit by another motorist as they waited for emergency services to reach the remote location. So the group actually came up with an idea for her to make a dating profile on Tinder where she was contacted by a local man within minutes.
Wow.
The man rescued the group using a digger to cut a safe path through the ice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so...
All she had to do was give him a Hummer.
Well, she... They figured they'd be able to find somebody very close by.
Right, because that's how the app works.
By using Tinder.
Yeah. It's super horny, looking for a date.
Help.
Yeah.
It's not known if the hero, Stian Lollenten, got a date with Lonia or not. But
says here that both the mouth and the butt are open for business.
He did save them.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Last week, the University of Liverpool tweeted out a photo of a slice of cheese, and they captioned it, "This is not a bookmark." To add insult, the slice of American cheese was clearly aged and discolored. The tweet went viral. So apparently the library, someone had returned a book and used a slice of cheese...
As a bookmark?
As a bookmark, that is correct.
Animals.
The tweet went viral. The library challenged the people who liked the tweet to come up with cheesy puns, promising to post the winner. Also, the librarian started posting photos of food that they had found in books before. So I guess this happens from time to time.
Maybe when people are studying and they just close food up in the books.
Yeah,
generally... Still seems pretty stupid.
I do the dog ear method.
Yeah.
I don't...
Or you rip the book in half at that point.
I don't put cheese inside of it.
Rip off the part you already read.
Here's an interesting story. It's a form of revenge. A man from Scotland named Alan Haddell says that he was worried after not being contacted by loved ones in 3 to 4 months. And then the 75-year-old found a gravestone with his name on it in a nearby cemetery.
The hell happened?
He now wonders if people think he is dead and wants him to know the truth. He blames his ex-wife for putting the grave there. And he's not 100% sure it was her, but he says that he plans to cover over the grave. But he thinks that she had just put up a tombstone with his name on it.
And spread the word around that he had died?
Possibly. So she
crazy
must,
bitch.
Must hate him. I don't know. A naked customer caused a ruckus at a business in Cape May County on Thursday before getting into a fight with police, leaving three officers hurt. The 17-year-old was out of control and damaging items. He was naked in the Fresh Custom upholstery store.
No, not an upholstery store.
I don't know why this guy would be naked and in an upholstery store. The teen was only wearing underwear when police were called, but peeled off the briefs when officers approached him after arriving.
Woohoo, upholstery!
When an officer tried to arrest the teen, the 17-year-old tried to remove the cop's gun from its holster before a second officer thwarted the attempt. He continued to resist, and it took multiple police to get him handcuffed during the fracas. One officer suffered a dislocated shoulder, one a head injury, and a third cop ended up with a glass shard in his leg while attempting to take the teen into custody. He must have been whacked out.
I'm guessing drugs, yes, not unless he's that much into upholstery.
Police charged the teen with two counts of aggravated assault on police. He remains in custody.
Wow.
Okay, here's a follow-up story. This is out of Tempe, Arizona. The accused penis man graffiti tagger has apparently been busted.
Has he?
So this guy, I've forgotten the full story of how many, but I mean like thousands apparently, tags that just said penis man were right all over Tempe, Arizona. And in fact, the Phoenix News-Times published an article just before 5 p.m. on Thursday about the investigation which police launched after numerous instances of the tagger scrawling penis man across public and private buildings and other objects since late November. The taggings have received nationwide attention on social media and on news sites, but apparently Dustin Schomer announced on his own Facebook page early Saturday morning that, quote, 25 heavily armed SWAT officers had arrested him on January 23rd at his condo. Actually, it was in Phoenix where they got him.
So what's the cost, the damage that of his penis?
Don't
activities
know, Steve, because he did hit, like, you know, government buildings,
yes,
and stuff like that, so it's going to be pretty expensive. So Tempe police confirmed on Saturday afternoon that they had arrested the penis man, so they got him. Let's see. How about this one? When a man looked inside the mailbox of his vacant rental home last month, he found a bit of a surprise, more than $8,000 in cash.
Nice.
Instead of keeping it, he took it to police, who discovered the person who sent the expensive envelope was the victim of a scam. Scammers had called a 90-year-old woman from Wisconsin several times.
I was making soap!
And told her that her grandson needed the cash to get out of jail and pay for other expenses.
Oh, dear God.
In total, she spent $54,000 in cash.
And then I realized I didn't have a grandson.
To multiple locations, including this house. Darius Thomas, the man who found the cash, said that he bought the home in 2017, usually rented it out to tenants. When he opened the mailbox in December, he was welcomed by a calendar full of Ben Franklins. He said it was nothing but $100 bills. Each page of the calendar had $100 bills lined in it.
Mom, we should do that with our calendar.
Police said the man's reaction to the cash was even more surprising. The police said he didn't hesitate. Mr. Thomas came up and turned the money in. By the time police had contacted the woman, she had already learned that she had been scammed. Her family had contacted her grandson, who was able to clear everything up, but they expected that the cash was long gone.
I was making soap.
Yep. $54,000. Wow.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.